From Fear to Faith, a Survivor Story. My earliest memory of the C word came circa 1978. I remember watching a television show and seeing one of the characters grabbing his mid-back and being doubled over in pain. This continued throughout various spots in the program until later in the show, the guy went to the doctor for a checkup. The news he received was dreadful. "I'm afraid you have cancer," the doctor told the man. The character went home to share the news with his family. I remember seeing all the long faces and guessed that it must have been something terrible. I didn't know much about the C word in those days. No one in my family or anyone I had known personally during my early years had ever had it, or at least been diagnosed with it. Not as I had known or heard about. But from the mood set from that point in the program forward, I knew this C-word thing was pretty bad. In my youth, I was a rather inquisitive kid, and because of my passion for learning, I was no stranger to reference materials like dictionaries and encyclopedias. And while reading was a skill I developed at a very early age, I still preferred materials that included pictures to those that did not. I began browsing through encyclopedias, searching for pictures of this C word. What was it? What did it look like? Why did the TV character have so much pain? I managed to find a few pictures of what this C word thing looked like. I remembered thinking, "Ooh, is that what a stomach looks like when the person has cancer?" I began to both hate and fear the word. I didn't even like to hear it uttered. In those days, whenever I had the slightest pain in my back, I remembered the television show and wondered if I had the same condition that the TV character had. I remember asking one of my aunts about the C word and being told that it was something people got when they were old, and only if they smoked or drank too much over many years. "Phew," was my response. In my mind, I was safe. "All I've got to do is never drink alcohol or smoke, and I'm good? Piece of cake," I thought. I went on with my childhood from there, but admittedly, every time my back hurt and I wasn't sure why, even well into my teenage years, my mind went back to that TV show.